Welcome to Sunday Inspiration Star 94.7 Podcast. I'm your host, Gail Stringer. Each week, we will be joined by wonderful guests who will share their testimonies and the goodness of God. I'm joined with my guest today. I am so honored and privileged to have my niece, Daylion Jordan, who have suffered from sickle cell anemia of 26 years and who is now delivered and set free. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's a blessing and an honor.
I want you to start off by sharing a little bit with us.
Yes, ma'am. First off, I love God so much with all my heart, and He's never, ever not proven Himself to me. And number two, I am so thankful for the family that I have, because everything that's gone on in my life, they've been there for me every step of the way. I was diagnosed with the sickle cell anemia when I was 2 years old, and the doctors was always saying, oh, the life expectancy is 21. She's not going to make it past 21. There's not very many treatments. But here I am at 26 years old, and God's allowed me to see 26 years old. And He's just constantly every day proving Himself to be true.
Daylion, tell us what it was like suffering with sickle cell anemia.
I guess I would just give a little background on what sickle cell is first. Sickle cell anemia is a disorder in the blood. It causes a mutation in the blood cell, the red blood cell, and it causes it to break down. And it causes the cell shape to change, become deformed, which is how it gets its name, sickle cell anemia. So when the blood cells that are deformed and mutated, they attempt to go through the blood vessels. And when they are attempting to go through those blood vessels that are already inflamed, and now these deformed blood cells are trying to go through the inflamed vessels, all it does is cause clotting, pain, and the result of it is there's a lot of life-threatening side effects that come along with the illness. But majority of my life, I mean, up until adolescence, I didn't really have a lot of problems. I was, as you say, pretty much normal. I knew I was different because I had to watch. Okay, I can't go outside with the other kids. We got to be careful with the temperature change, different things that I would eat. I would have to watch what certain things I would do because it could possibly trigger a sickle cell crisis or a sickle cell pain attack. And those would always be debilitating. It never failed where I would end up in the hospital. But I was only there once a year up until my adolescence. And that's when it started to get a little bit worse, and it got to the point where I just wasn't able to have a quality of life. So it just started to get worse and worse and worse, and I was going to the doctors. I mean, you know, they tell you to go to the doctors, make sure you're taking your medication the correct way, make sure you're doing what they're telling you to do, and I've never strayed from that. But it's something when you start to realize who can heal you, because the doctors couldn't do it. Yes. My mind goes to Mark 9, when the woman with the issue of blood, she spent everything she had. She spent everything she had and was never getting any better. That was completely my situation. Nothing was helping. All I could do was just call on Jesus.
Wow.
The doctors couldn't do anything anymore. They didn't know why I couldn't walk. They didn't know why is she not moving from the neck down? They didn't know. But God knew, and He was able to heal me on December 6th. He was able to heal me, fill me with the Holy Ghost, and purge me all at the same time on December 6, 2019.
That's what I call signs, wonders, and miracles.
Amen.
And when you were talking earlier, DeLeon, about how we know the transition that took place, how you were in and out of the hospital. And, you know, I started thinking, I said, listen, if I'm giving all this money to the doctors, which I'm not speaking against doctors because I know we probably have doctors listening to the session, but give me a refund. Okay, if you're not doing the job,
correct,
give me a refund.
Correct.
Well, we had to go to Jesus Christ because they couldn't complete the job. Jesus Christ completed the job. You got where you could not walk. You were on a walker. But on December the 6th, we all witnessed how God miraculously came in, filled you with the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
then after you got up, you were able to walk. Now, I call that a miracle.
It is a total miracle. It's a total miracle.
It's been over a month now. You're walking. And I want you to encourage the listeners out there, because some are lame. Some can't walk. Some have given up and say, well, I'm going to just be comfortable where I'm at till God calls me home. Let them know they don't have to accept that, DeLeon.
They don't. I will tell you, these past 3 years were the most trying in my entire life. In the process, like dealing with it, it just totally began to break down my mental being. And that was the purpose of it. The enemy comes to break you down. See, you ain't got faith. You don't have it. But I knew for a fact, if Jesus healed that woman, touched the hem of his garment, that's all she said that she could do. If I could just touch that. If he did it for her, he did it for blind men, lame men. He did it for those with leprosy. If he did it for them, I am no different. I am no different, and I believe, but we all have to believe in our hearts, not just saying it and not just thinking it, I believe in my mind, but truly believing it in our hearts that God is able, because I know without a shadow of a doubt now that God, he's able to do exceedingly and abundantly more than we could always ask or think. He's able, and I'll never doubt him again. And the world shouldn't doubt.
Thank you for encouraging our listeners, giving them hope that God is still working signs, wonders, and miracles. Be sure to tune in to the next podcast right here on 947-star.com.